Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is March the 18th, 2019. It's Monday, and you're listening to number 45, pre-recorded Dolly Shares, coming to you from Dolly World. Nancy Hopkins is the producer, and I'm Dolly, of course. And today, I want to talk about how things are a-changin' at Cosmic Reality Radio. And Dave has some words he wants to share with us, so this ought to be a pretty good talk. Hold on, I'm trying to adjust my notes. I keep notes on my shows. So I thought I was going to record this yesterday, but I ended up doing it today. I got sidetracked yesterday. I get sidetracked so easily. I mean, I can be looking at the sparkly object over here, and then I see the flock of turtles flying over there, and then I see the beautiful clouds over there, and I get so distracted, y'all. And then I have a hard time expressing myself. I really have a hard time with the language, spoken language. I don't like having to say things out loud. Never have. I don't like having to learn words, and then when I learn the words properly, because we're told, when I was growing up, I really liked English class, so I learned English very well. But as I got older, my English skills kind of fell by the wayside because I stopped talking quite so much throughout my lifetime because it was better if I kept my mouth shut and my thoughts to myself. So I stopped talking and I started losing my English skills. As in sentence structure and how to pronounce words and that kind of thing. So, but I did learn never to assume what someone else might be thinking. I learned never to assume anything. You know what assume does? It makes an ass out of you and me. You get it? It's spelled A-S-S-U-M-E. An ass, A-S-S, out of you, the you, and me, M-E. So anyway, I learned not to assume, and I know I tend to get very detail-oriented, like somebody will say something to me, and then I have to say, if I don't understand it, I will bug the person until they explain to me what they mean, what they're trying to say, so that I get their exact meaning and I don't assume they're talking about peanut butter and I'm thinking about jelly. I'm thinking they're talking about jelly and they're talking about peanut butter. I never want to mix things up. I want to get what they say properly. I don't want to think they're saying something I am thinking and they don't have a clue as to I'm thinking that. That's what they're thinking. Okay. Things really are changing in cosmic reality world, at the store and on the station, and Colleen seems to have really stepped out of our picture completely. I've said good morning to her a couple times, but she hasn't responded back. She must be really busy with Rosie and her family. And I'm happy for her. I wish her well. I am so happy that she was in my life as long as she was. And if she comes back in, I'll be tickled pink. So we have that. And Derek has come into his own. Oh my gosh. Derek has really expanded his view of the world. Seeing as since he's taken over the store, Nancy said, "Here, you need to do this." And so he was scared to death, but he now goes out and he speaks to people, whereas before he was really shy, but now he does it. He shares his knowledge with people, and he has just blossomed beautifully. And then Maureen, his wife, has come along with him because he couldn't do it anymore. It got to be too much. The store's growing so fast. And so Maureen's now working full-time with the store stuff. And then Jean Rockefeller recently came on board. She's doing the communication type stuff, I understand. And I believe that Lee Brown is also doing stuff that concerns the store. The store is just exploding, y'all. The people are finding out they really like this Shungite stuff. It does good things for them. So, that's a wonderful thing. And Nancy can't believe how much it's exploding. She's all excited about that, but yet at the same time, she's overwhelmed with it too. So, that's a wonderful thing. Plus, one of the reasons it seems to be growing is a Russian gentleman asked her to come and be interviewed at Russia, on a Russian station. So they got an interpreter, and the first show went over fantastically. They had no idea it was going to go over that good. And so since that show, Nancy got to meet the interpreter in person because she came over to Miami, and that's where Nancy lives, and they met up and they got to meet in person. So then Nancy got another interview with the Russian man, and that went over fantastically too. Oh, but before the Russian interviews, Carrie Cassidy contacted Nancy. And so that started the business to boom, 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 boom. And then the Russians came in two interviews there, and she's had an interview with Mark Steele, I think is his name. And it's just, things are just moving rapidly now. It seems like we're on this fast-moving train. It was kind of slow getting started, and from when we moved over and from WSR to Cosmic Reality radio station. And now the train has picked up speed, and we're going faster. We're whizzing by scenery faster and faster. And And just, well, first we have Christia Cummings Slack. I've known her for since WSR. And Wolf Spirit Radio is WSR. And so she came over, and she's a host, co-host, on Say What? The fourth Saturday of each month. And we just love it when she comes on. And then, recently, Barbara White and Judy Carroll came on Say What? And we had a wonderful time with them, too. They are from, well, Judy Carroll is, well, they both, I don't know how to say this to y'all without shocking you and without you saying, oh my gosh, there she goes again. Now, in my world, this is truth. In your world, you can think of it any way you want. But I'm going to share my world with you. And you can accept what I say or not. It's up to you. But just know that I really, truly believe these ladies. They were part of the aliens who crashed back at Roswell. And Judy Carroll is a good gray. She, well, her site is www.ufogreyinfo.com. UFOgreyinfo.com. You can go there and read all about Judy Carroll. And I apologize. I had Barbara's site, but I can't find it anymore. And I looked for it this morning, but I couldn't find it, and I'm a little scattered yet this morning. I did finally have my cup of coffee, but my brain is a little scattered yet, and I couldn't find it. I'll get it for you next time, or whenever you hear me live on air, and you come into chat, just type in there that you want her site info, and I can type it in chat for you. Anyway, let me put this down, because I want to go over to Judy's site and read a little bit about it. Here we go. Welcome to the site. Have you seen a UFO? Have you had an encounter slash abduction experience? Are you ready for deeper knowledge and understanding to help you pass the fear? You've come to the right place. This is Judy's site now, Judy Carroll. She says, knowledge is power, understanding is empowerment. And here's what she says. Now, just for those who are doubters or those who think I'm absolutely insane, just bear with me, okay? I, Judy Carroll, slash Lorkia, L-O-R-K-I-A-H, and many others have come to Earth on a guided mission to help humans become galactic citizens. For this reason, we are assisting them to raise and expand their conscious awareness to a higher vibrational frequency for the good of all. As part of this mission, I am helping to prepare the way for people on Earth to understand that there are many human cultures throughout the universe who all share the same God / Source consciousness. Through my books, I am relaying the vast amount of information, teaching, and messages passed on to me by off-planet teachers and star family. So you can go to her site and see more and find out about her books and all that stuff. She's very interesting to listen to. And what I like is she's a gentle soul, but yet I know she can turn into a strong, forceful being. I feel it. I just feel it in her. When it comes to helping people, protecting people, I see that side of her will come out and help us. And what I like is she says that they're here to expand our conscious awareness to a higher vibrational frequency for the good of all. I mean, if you don't go along with, oh no, here she is saying she's a alien by night and a human by day, and that is not possible, and yet, yes it is. In Dolly world it is. In other people's world. I'm not the only one who thinks this way, believe it or not. But I like that she and Barbara are sharing their knowledge about the other beings in the universe. I can't believe I'm talking to two ladies who, alien type ladies, alien ladies. They like to be called, family. So, Nancy and I kind of dubbed them our out-of-town family. Because we refer to ETs or aliens as out-of-towners. And now we call Barb and Judy our out-of-town family. And they seem to like that. And then the second Saturday of each month on Say What, we have Ani Avedisian. She is so cool. She's not an alien, I don't believe. I mean an out-of-towner. She's human, as far as I know. These days, I don't know. I just go along with life. I am enjoying my life completely. If that means I'm completely insane, who cares? As long as I'm not hurting anybody. But anyway, Ani has a place where a site. It's ANIAVED, like dog, ISSIAN.com. And you can go there and learn about her. Let me see if I got her site up here. Yes, I do. She's an energy healer, a spiritual teacher, and specialist in all things considered paranormal. Although trained in traditional shaman lore, my objective as a suburban shaman, she calls herself the suburban shaman, is to clarify information and share spiritual knowledge appropriate for today's busy, noisy world. So she's pretty cool too, and she helps us to get in alignment. When we are aligned with Source and operating above the dysfunction of our world, we see the bigger picture quite clearly, and in turn, we are selective with our interactions. In other words, there can be no deception when you have clear perception. I like what she says. And Ani has YouTube channels. And she is so funny. She does these short little bits. You just have to hear it. She did a couple Christmas songs where she put her words into it. And she does it in funny ways. I'm telling you, I laughed so hard my eyes were crying, and I couldn't stop laughing the rest of the day. Every once in a while I'd think about it, and then I'd start laughing again. It's so funny. And she shared with us her first time for co-hosting was, last Saturday. And she was sharing with us that she plays games with the kids. The kids play their games that everybody bitches, oh my gosh, there they are on the internet playing their damn games again. Well, she goes in and she plays in these games that really encourage the kids to think about their decisions. And she has become very popular in there. They talk to her and they love that she's playing with them, and it just shocked me. I was very glad to hear that, because I have a grandson who just lives on his games. And to have somebody like her in there playing with them and talking with them, oh my gosh, I got goosebumps. It makes me feel so good that the people who are interacting with her in those games are in a good environment. So, what else? Let me look at my notes here, because I make notes. And Christia, I was going to look her site up and I forgot. Well, let me see if I can do this quickly. She's an artist, and she also is a spiritual being who gives classes. Christia Cummings Slack. Oh. It's really an easy site to look up. Spiritual energy artist, healer, and teacher. Her site is www.christiacummings.com. It was really easy. And you can go there and see all about her. And she is the one I was saying is on the fourth Saturday each month. And we have so much fun when she's on too. We laugh and joke and have a doggone good time. So, I'm trying to copy and paste that on my notes. Paste. There, now I got her too. The only one I don't have now is Barb. So, for Say What, the first Saturday each month we have Barbara White and Judy Carroll, the out-of-town family, and we have Ani Avedisian on the second Saturday each month. And then we have Christia Cummings Slack the fourth Saturday each month. And they're all positive, upbeat, wonderful beings. I enjoy being in their presence. Because they are so upbeat with life, about life. Okay, let me check on my time. Boy, I talked for 24 minutes already. Dave, is there anything else you would like me to say before you come in? Let me listen to Dave, y'all. He's telling me I'm doing good. He says, you always do good. I don't know about that, Dave. Not always. He says always, even when you think you don't. Bless your heart. You just love me, that's all. He's laughing. He says, of course I love you. Oh, yes, I was, wasn't I? I was talking about our station. And I forgot Cosmic Reality Radio Station. And besides, say what? We have Jan Shaw. Oh my gosh, she was going to quit. She just said she was overwhelmed and it's hard to get guests. Believe me, I know that. That's why I quit doing dilly-dallying in Dolly World. It takes a lot of work to get guests lined up. But when Jan said she was going to quit, Nancy was contacted by a lady who said, please can you tell me how to get in touch with Jan, because I would like to be on her show. So now Jan has people coming to her asking if they can be on her show, or the people seem to be presented to her to invite on her show. So the day that she decided to quit and told Nancy was the same day that she decided to continue, because she found out that the universe wasn't ready for her to quit doing her show. I love it. So we have Jan, and then we have the Shungite show on Tuesdays, noon to 2. And Derek and Nancy always seem to have good discussions, and they have good guests. And I'm trying to think, what else do we have? Of course, my mind went completely blank. Let me take a peek at Cosmic Reality. Let me take a peek. Maybe I can find on the schedule. Because you can always go in there. www.cosmicreality.com/radio.html. That you can go in there and you can see the chat, and you can also, oh yes, on Wednesdays also, noon to 2, they have a live show on the 5G radio station. There is a special designated station for 5G. And when you go to the one I just gave you, thecosmicreality.com/radio, there's a link, and it's got a little bee on it, cute little bee, and it's got a radio, so you can listen. And if you click on it, if you click on that thing where it says, hold on, let me go back, where it says, right under where the radio is, the rectangle for the radio, it says the 5G radio show. If you click on that, and it's a gold color, it will take you over to that site where it's dedicated to 5G. You can go there and learn about 5G and how awful it is and all that stuff. So, we have that going on, too. I mean, these are all new things that are just recently have happened. And it's just fantastically wonderful. And then every weekday, we also have Mona from 4 to 6. No, from 2 to 4. 2 to 4. Every weekday is Mona's show. Let me think. What else? I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, we have Jamie Bates. She's an hour show on Wednesdays from... Wednesday, I do Durfee. I read books live on Wednesdays from 4 to 6. Then Jamie's on 6 to 7. And then I'm on with Dolly Shears 7 to 8. So I'm telling y'all, we're just really expanding and growing. And on Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays, Nancy plays shows from older shows of ours, even from back from WSR sometimes. And she plays other people's shows that are interesting. And like today, she's going to do Hannity. She's going to play Hannity, so you can hear what Hannity's saying about the swamp people. And it's just an exciting thing. And our chatters, we're starting to get more and more chatters. And when we're on live shows and the chatters are in there, they like to chat in their questions, their comments, and we respond to them live on the air. So if you want to come in and talk with us while we're live on the air about our topics that are going on or a topic you would like to hear us talk about, please feel free. But don't come in and be nasty, okay? Because we don't like nastiness. We like to keep upbeat. So please, be upbeat and nice and friendly with everybody. Mind your manners. Well, you don't have to mind your manners a whole bunch. Just don't be nasty. We like to have fun in there. So sometimes we say some naughty things, but it's all in fun. So, okay. Let me see my notes. Where'd they go? Now, where'd the recorder go? Oh, I only have a half hour left, Dave. I did 32 minutes already. Because Dave wants to come in and talk to us, okay? Yes. Can we go to you now, Dave? He's standing there with his arms crossed and his head back looking at me real stern. Well, that's about time, my dear. I love Dave. He's teasing me. Oh, can you feel him? He just calms me right down. Of course, other times he can get me all worked up, too. He likes to wind me up. And when I say Dave, I'm talking Dave Corso, who started with some other people at that. He started Pigs Radio or something like that. And then he split up from those guys and he went over to, started doing Wolf Spirit Radio, and he set it up for the MK Ultra people mostly, or the service people who needed a place to go where they could talk with each other and give support to each other. And then it just grew. It grew really big. And so that's Dave Corso. And he crossed over. And when he crossed over, he hangs around. He wanted to stay here. He didn't want to leave right away. He wanted to hang out and decide where he wanted to go. So that's what he did for a while, and then he finally decided, and he went. But yet, he comes back. He says all we have to do is think about him, like me. He says, all you have to do is think about me, and I'm there. Because Dave has found he can be in many places at one time. So he is. In many places at one time. And that's pretty cool. I'm listening to outside. I don't have my curtain open, but I have my door open. And I heard this bang. I don't see any movement through the curtain. Angels are here. They say, don't worry, we got it taken care of. Okay, I'm not worrying. Because you know the angels live with me too. Well, they don't live with me. Well, they come when they want to. I have open door policy for all angels. Good ones. Not demonic ones. Okay. Okay, it's all right out there. So Dave, what would you like to share with all of us? And I'm, from this time on, for the rest of the show, will be speaking Dave's words, that I hear him tell me. He doesn't enter my body or anything. No, 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 no. No spirit enters my body. Not even my beloved Dave. And he says that's the way it should be. Because you never know. If you open yourself up for somebody to come in, you never know what you're allowing in. And they can disguise themselves as something good. And eventually you'll find out they aren't so good. So don't allow things in unless that's your deal. If you want to do it, that's fine too. In Dolly World, I don't allow anything in my body. Any spirits or anything. So, this is what Dave has to say. He said, howdy, you all. I like Dolly's saying of howdy. And he wants to talk about the things that are going on in this world today. He says the universe is very upset about the killing of babies. Abortion is not a good thing. The child that comes into the woman's body is intended to come into the woman's body. There's a reason for the child to be born into a human body, and to destroy it, especially in such an awful, awful way, cut it up, cut its head off, its arms off, its legs off, cut it up in two, and he says, this is murder, and murder is not accepted. The child can't protect itself. And they are especially, well, not even, I can't say the word especially. What is the word you're trying to say, Dave? They also are upset about this thing where they're working on passing a bill where the baby can be born, passed around to the mother and whoever else is in the room, and then they make the decision if they want to kill it or not. And if they make the decision to kill it, it's an awful, horrendous thing for them to do. That's murder. And the beings in the universe are very unhappy with that action and with those beings involved in it. And from the way Dave looks, I wouldn't want to be one of those people. He says, no, you wouldn't want to, Dolly. They'll have their day. Okay, what else can we move from that subject? He says, no, Not yet. He wants us to put out, do what we can. If we can physically do something, do it. If you're in a position to physically do something about that, do it. If you're not in a physical position where you can do something physically, put out the good thoughts. Put out thoughts that this bill will go away, fall by the wayside, that the child will be protected and loved elsewhere than that parent. There are so many people who would give their eye teeth for a baby to love it and cherish it. That is the best option versus murder. And he says, because that option is there, and because there are so many people who would love that baby, that the beings who decide to destroy it are just evil to the core. Murder is not a good thing. So, send out good thoughts. Send letters if you can send letters. Do positive movements in positive ways to help that disappear. If we throw it out to the universe that we see the babies being given to loving parents, we're throwing this thought out to the universe, and I've got goosebumps, my hairs are standing up. I know the words are going out to the universe. Dave says he can see them and feel them. Everyone else is seeing and feeling them in the universe. And things, good things, good things, good things are happening because of our good thoughts and words. And he says, thank you. Thank you. They're all saying thank you to us. Okay. Thank you, Dave. And I feel like a weight was lifted from my chest, even. I'm breathing easier. I hope you all are, too. And okay, what else, Dave? He wants to talk about the swamp beings. He says, I know a lot of you hear the swamp beings, the swamp beings, the swamp beings, and you're so sick of hearing about them. But they need to be taken care of. His words are taken care of. In whatever way of taking care of it consists of. He says it's more people have been taken care of than what you know about in different ways. Not all have been eliminated. Some have just been taken care of, but not by death. He says they are. We're getting closer and closer to where we are going to be able to see what's being done behind the scenes. Things are right now at a fast pace. I was going to say frantic, and Dave corrected my word to fast-paced happenings with swamp beings. He said, Trump is playing the cards the way they were dealt to him to play them. The swamp beings needed to be exposed, and in order to expose them, the white hats had to stand back and let these swamp beings do their deeds. so that you could see what they're up to, what they have been up to before we gave a poop, he says. Before we good people are starting to wake up with what these swamp beings were getting away with. And now we're waking up and we're seeing this stuff is going on. We're being manipulated and that kind of thing. And he says, it's a wonderful thing that so many are waking up. And for those of us who think we can't do anything about it, yes, we are very important in the scheme of this happening stuff. As we wake up, other people who are asleep in the process of waking up, they see us, they hear us, and they realize they aren't crazy, and they're okay. They're just all of a sudden starting to, the blinders have been taken off their eyes. The plugs have been taken out of their ears. The shield has been taken away from them, and now they are starting to see, feel, hear the rawness of what's going on with these swamp beings, what they're doing to us, to be innocent people, he says. So, we are here for everyone who's getting to the place we are, and we are growing every day because we're learning more things every day. And then the people who we're helping are growing every day because they're seeing the new things to them every day, new old things, things that have been going on. And we are here to help them. We need to help them because we needed help. And now we're the helpers as well as we have those who are helping us. So, he says, we are very important in this process. And he says, please don't be frightened. He says, if you want to get a strong feeling, go ahead and feel the anger in a positive way to where your anger can turn to a positive in helping. Your thoughts are very important. When you see something or feel something or hear something or find out about something that is really, really, really so bad, the swamp thing, first of all, he says, stop yourself. Go ahead, feel the emotion, because it's important that you feel the emotion it brings out in you. Feel the emotion to the fullest within yourself. Understand that your feeling is okay. That's important. Do not act on that feeling as soon as you feel it. Don't do an action at that point. Just stop yourself and feel it. Experience the feeling. Get mad, yell, scream, but don't hurt anybody, he says. Just express the feeling without hurting anybody, especially yourself. And he says, once you get through that and you find people who understand what's going on with you, and you can talk with them, And you can help to get yourself back on solid ground with your footing. And then you can clear your yourself enough that you can start thinking the positive stuff about it. Send out the positive words like we did with the abortion stuff and the murdering of the babies. Send out the positiveness of the situation. Okay, I'm going to see it turn around. And the good things are going to happen, not the bad things. Good things about the situation are going to happen, not bad things. You can turn the abortion part into the baby lives and goes to a loving home. That kind of thing. See how I'm working through that to a positiveness? Do that with the situation that you're so upset with at that time. He says, don't be frightened. There are a lot of people out there in the same position. And there's a lot of people out there who can help walk you through it. And once we all start doing positive actions, positive thoughts, we can, that will be sent to the universe, in the cosmos, in the cosmic consciousness, and it will make a huge difference. It will help the white hats, the good people who are fighting for us in the background that you don't even know exist. It will help them. Help everyone. So we aren't helpless beings. We are not helpless beings. We can help ourselves by helping the white hats who are in positions where they can physically do things, whereas we are not in a position where we can physically do things, for those of us who aren't. What we can do is send out the good thoughts. Wake up. See what's going on. Feel your feelings. Send out the good thoughts. Get with people of like mind in the positiveness. Because even in the Bible it says when two or more are gathered together, it makes a difference. I kind of put it in my words. I didn't quote directly from the Bible, but that's the gist of it. Two or more are gathered. You can make a difference. So seek people out of like mind, and then you can join with them, and they have people who they know that you don't know, and it's like throwing the stone in the water and the ripples keep going and going and going and going. That's what Dave wants us to do. Not just Dave, he says, not just me, Dolly. The universe, the angels, the guardians, the ETs, the spiritual beings, he says, please, you don't understand how important it is, but please trust, it is important. You are a very important being. That's why you're here today. You are very important. And if you leave before it's your time to leave, you and what you are here for will be gravely missed It will leave a hole that you were filling. You are very important. Very, very important. So he wants you to make sure you know that. He says we can't say it enough to you in the human form, in the human body. Because you, when you came to Earth, you forgot everything you knew from over there. And it was planned that way. He says, I can't go into any more than that. You'll know when you come back. You'll remember. Some very few beings do remember now. They're special, special beings. They came over here for different reasons than the rest of us. No one is any important than anyone else. He wants me to stress this. We are one. We are one. Whether you like it or not, we are one. We came from the one. And we are one. Even though we're individual, we are one. And no one is any more important than anyone else. Like that three-letter bimbo in Congress now. I forgot her name. OAC or COA or I don't know. The twit that wants to kill the cows because they fart. I'm wondering, why doesn't she want to kill herself? She farts. Of course, she probably thinks her farts are better. They're okay. Well, anyway. She's not any better than we are, and she did say something to the effect of, she's the boss now. We aren't. She's the boss. Well, in her world, she's the boss. But she's on the same plane that the rest of us are on. And Dave says he wants to wrap this up with... Well, they do. They want to. He wishes that we could hear all the singing going on. Because... There's some beings who they're dedicated to singing in the spirit world because they're so happy and they want to spread their happiness and their joy and their love with us. And he wishes we could hear that. Maybe if some of you are to the point where you can hear it, if you just give yourself the opportunity to slow down and listen. I'm hearing it, and I'm filled with goosebumps, and my hairs are standing up, and my eyes want to cry because it's so beautiful. If you can, for those who can hear, take some time when you can, not when you're driving a car or a truck or flying an airplane or anything like that. When you can, stop and listen, and you'll hear it. And if you can't hear, everyone can feel. Everyone can feel. Just stop and think about those spirits that you can feel, maybe. Or those spirits feel. Just stop and give yourself an opportunity to feel the love that surrounds you. You'll know it because you'll have a different feeling that is out around you, that is within your body. Maybe you get goosebumps. Maybe your hairs stand up. Maybe you feel like there's a little breeze that blew by your cheek or your arm. Or if you pay attention, you'll notice something different, something pretty cool, something that won't hurt you, but will make you say, oh, wow, Did I feel that? And tune into it, and maybe you'll feel it again. But you'll feel the differentness. You too can do it. So go out with love in your heart. I know sometimes it's really hard. But work at it. Everything that's good seems to be needing worked at. Isn't that a bummer? But know that they all love you, who are out there, who are with you, trying to help you. Help us. Help yourself. You first have to help yourselves, and then you can help others. And that's the biggie for today. So for now, do you have anything more to say, Dave? He's smiling. He's throwing out love. It's a good time to be alive. We are here because we are here. I love y'all.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.